Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Out in Joliet, a man is suing McDonald's over the hot coffee spill. Alvaro Robles claims a drive-thru employee handed him a cup of coffee with an unsecured lid. The lawsuit says Robles suffered sustained severe and permanent disabling injuries and acute and prolonged physical and mental pain and anguish, and is seeking $50,000. Now, I didn't really want to talk about this, but what I'm wondering about is, I think we've all gone through the drive-thru at some point, or many of us have, gotten the coffee, and, well, let's be honest, pretty damn hot.
It's very hot.
It is. Yep. Like, I got to put it in the cup holder for about a half hour and let that cool down just so I can even hold it. So my question is, after reading this and experiencing firsthand, and thank God never spilling it on myself, why is it so damn hot? Can somebody tell me, why do they make it so damn hot?
It's almost to the point, you know, you can actually burn coffee where it tastes burned, and
right.
It doesn't, but it feels like it teeters.
Goes
that.
Right to that edge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like all places that serve coffee serve it too damn hot.
Yeah.
Why? That's what I'd like to know.
It's kind of funny, by the way, because I remember, I think I was in college hearing about that McDonald's, the famous case of the lady getting the coffee spilled on her, et cetera.
Right.
And my professor was defending her for suing. Like, most people would say, like, oh, you're crazy. It's supposed to be hot. Don't spill it. But apparently, in that case, there was some temperature it was only supposed to go up to, and they made it hotter than that maximum temperature.
Gotcha.
So, apparently, there is a limit on how hot it's supposed to be.
So why is it so damn hot? Why do they turn it up so high? What's the reasoning behind serving it so hot? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
I have a guess.
All right. Well, hold your guess, and we'll see if anybody actually has any idea. Do we have any anybody that's working in a, or has worked in one of the fast food locations? And is there anything in the handbook?
Yeah, or they have, like, prep time. They're like, this is why we make the coffee this hot.
Right.
There totally has to be.
Does a manager come over to you and go, hey, crank up the heat on that thing. Let's go. Let's get that stuff hotter. You know, I don't know.
You know, this is how I started drinking iced coffee every day, by the way, even in the winter, because, like you said, it's too hot to even drink for a half hour, literally sometimes. So I want to get that going as soon as I'm in the car.
You know how I am. I don't like anything hot other than the weather.
Right.
I have to eat everything at room temperature, at lukewarm. And it makes people so mad. Like, I'll get dinner and I'll let it sit for like 20 minutes before I'll eat it. So it gets almost below room temperature and then I can eat it.
That's different.
I don't even like hot food.
Is it so you can shovel it in your mouth faster?
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't like hot food. Maybe I have a very sensitive mouth.
Extra hot really bothers me.
I feel like some people's tongues can burn easily.
Maybe mine does, but I get the cup of coffee. True story. I have to sit it. Like, if I pick it up at any of the locations and go home, I have to let it sit for a half hour.
Right. Especially
a
if
half
in your
hour,
car.
For sure.
Yeah, because you can't take off the lid.
Take the lid. Yeah, in the car. At the home, I have to take the lid off, let it sit.
Right.
So it's about room temperature.
Right.
Maybe throw some ice cubes in there if you're at home.
Nothing yet. 312-233-1019. Do you have a theory? Does anybody ever heard or has anybody ever told you? Why is it so damn hot? I legitimately would like to know. Because I got to believe they get complaints all the time. People going, I get a couple of ice cubes to put in this?
Yeah.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
Hot coffee, why?
Well, we used to serve the hot coffee, huh?
Yeah.
Because when you added cream, especially cream and sugar, it actually would cool it down.
Okay.
And most people, you give them a cup of coffee, let it sit. They're not drinking it right away or guzzling it down, so it cools down on its own.
Oh, really? So the majority of people are like me. They let their coffee sit. I would think, man, they want to pound that thing quickly.
No, most people that I've seen let it sit, and then they complain, it's so cold.
Okay, got it. Yeah, yes, Melissa.
Well, here's the thing. I don't let it sit. When I get the cup of coffee at a drive-thru, I usually want to, like, pull out of the drive-thru, get on the road, and have a sip of coffee.
Along with your smoke.
No.
They do pair well together.
Yeah,
oh, how do you know?
That's
what I've heard.
You and Pat. Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know that I don't really sit and let it wait, but the thing is when it cools down, then it's got to be a certain temperature, then it takes too long, and it gets cold, and I don't like drinking it when it's just tepid.
Well, just
you know,
drink
I want
it
to be
right.
Hot. Well, that's why I think they make it.
Don't
hot.
Wait a half hour. Yeah.
I don't. I rather have it
that
hot.
That logic
and
doesn't
wait.
Really work.
I rather have it hot and wait so that I get it the temperature I want than it being like coming out just right and 2 seconds later it's too cold. Plus, there's no
so
one
why
there.
Why don't you just get it a little bit warmer? Why do you have to get it to scalding? That's my point.
Yeah.
I'm not saying serve you room temperature coffee. I'm just saying serve hot coffee, not scalding hot. I'm going to sue you coffee. That's the difference.
I don't
fine
know.
Line, fine line.
Okay.
Hi there, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Why is it so damn hot?
All right, so a buddy of mine told me now he's an export business.
Oh, we're losing you, Jason. Don't do this to me.
Oh, God.
No, I was on the edge of an answer here, Jason.
All right, so it's very hot because Dunkin' Donuts flavor, it brings the flavor to it.
When it's so very it's hot, it brings more flavor to it?
Yeah, through Dunkin' Donuts. It's kind of like, you know, when you buy the ground Dunkin' Donuts, they right. never taste as good as like if you actually get it at the facility. So it's just proves that hot for that.
Really?
I yeah. see that.
Okay.
Now, that could all be BS, but that's what I was told.
Right.
That's
hey,
what you were told,
hey
huh?
Jason, we live on BS around here, so that's fine by me. That's how we get through 4.5 hours. Just a big pile of BS, just right through it, straight through for 4.5 hours.
Totally.
We had a guy on hold. I wish he would have stayed. Thank you, Jason. I wish he would have stayed that said he finally went through the drive through and then drove back around and asked him why.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Did he say
Starbucks? Well, I don't know. I was he was there, and then he's gone. I would have liked to have heard what they said.
I'd like to ask him why he hung up.
Yeah. All the good-looking people are in what profession? You find all the good-looking people where, Woody?
Local 150 crane operators.
Local 150 crane.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody might be employed there.
Yeah.
And they move big machinery.
Mm-hmm. All the good-looking people. Maggie?
Doctors.
Doctors. Yep.
A lot of doctors are cute.
Stereotype says it, and maybe it's true. Eddie, the good-looking people are where?
Anybody in the radio industry.
Sorry about the head injury you obviously have. The head injury you obviously have, Eddie. That's pretty clear. Good-looking people are found in what profession, Bill?
Hairdressers.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That is a good one. No doubt about it. Bob. I'm sorry. Hold on, Victoria. We'll be right with you. Bob, all the good-looking people.
Flight attendants.
Yeah, find yourself a good-looking flight attendant. At number 3, there you are, Victoria.
Oh, nurses.
Oh.
I would agree. Good-looking nurses. Can't be it. Yeah. It's a profession that's hard to get into, but all the good-looking people seem to, Jen.
NHL hockey players.
So true.
All tend to be really, really good looking. And finally in at number 1, you want to find good looking people. Where do you go, Lauren?
My hospital, the construction workers.
Ah, there they are. Good looking construction workers.
Yeah.
Melissa used to tell us stories about walking past construction sites on purpose, trying to get whistles.
On purpose?
Yeah. She would search out all the construction sites downtown and just stroll by.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That was me.
Yep.
You know, when you're driving by and they're doing the stop slow sign and you like want to slow down a little more, you're like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Anybody listening who knows where your first post-COVID trip will be? Most couples haven't taken a trip together in 7 months. Just the act of planning a trip can boost your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
312-233-1019. You're off to where, Debbie?
I'm going to St. Martin.
When are you going?
In October.
I'm in.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go.
Oh, my God. That's a great time to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you nervous at all, or are you just excited?
Well, I'm excited to go, but my problem is I got to get a COVID test within 72 hours of going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They tend to have those rules in place when you leave the country.
Is that the airline or the country?
Probably
you're going
a little
to,
bit of both.
Okay.
I guess it's my guess. It's the country. They don't want you
coming in,
bringing it in extra stuff in. Look at this. Where are you going? Anybody listening? Who? Hey, April.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
We have 3 trips planned right now.
Ooh.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah, we're going to Puerto Vallarta in November for our redo of spring break that got canceled.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Florida in December, and then 10 days in Punta Cana in January.
Wow, you're hitting all the hot spots.
Wow, look at you.
Wow. When you go to Mexico and Puerto Vallarta, do you also have to get the COVID test before you go down?
I haven't heard anything about that, so actually I'm glad that she said that. I probably should do some checking into that.
There you go. Yeah. Although Mexico strikes me as like, come on down.
Yeah, we want your business.
Come
no matter
on
what.
Down. We'd love to see you. We would love to see you. Everybody's going there. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
First post-COVID trip takes you where?
I am also going to go to Puerto Vallarta in November.
I love me some Puerto Vallarta, Ron.
Yeah, I got to get me some tacos.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I love me some Puerto Vallarta. That's a great place to go. We've been down there a few times for a chips dip and a Mexico trip.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Oh, look, everybody's heading that direction. Diana, your first post-COVID trip goes where? Hi, Diana.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
We actually just got back from a week in Cancun. We decided 3 weeks ago that we're going.
Mm-hmm. And how did it go? Was it smooth? Was it tough?
Super smooth, amazing. The resorts were so happy to see us. Aww. And we're going back in October.
Oh, wow. I'm in.
I know.
I'm in.
You're not messing around.
Cancun, Puerto Vallarta. We should find out if that's going to happen.
It has
Big Karwowski and Captain Hollywood are more scared of their own shadows than Whip is.
Yeah, well, they're smart guys.
There's very little chance, I think, that happens. Remember, we were pushing for chips dip in a New Mexico trip.
I know.
We're going to go to, like, Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Take everybody to Albuquerque. The other option is to maybe go this route. Maureen, your post-COVID trip takes you where?
So I'm not going out of the country. I'm just going to Alabama.
Oh, there we go. Maybe we'll go to Alabama.
What's there?
Yeah, they have a nice beach. It's Orange Beach, Alabama. It's just a beach trip. But this will be my fourth trip during COVID.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you're going to wait till the hurricane passes,
though,
right? Yeah,
let Sally get through before you go.
I know. We're going to wait and see. That's supposed to be in 2 weeks, so we'll see.
Yeah. Where else have you gone during COVID?
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Denver.
Uh-huh.
And I spent a week in Yellowstone.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Man.
I've heard of many people going to Yellowstone. When you went to the other locations, was everything pretty much shut down?
San Francisco, yes. Denver, no.
All right. Yeah, up there in the mountains, they've got all that mountain air to clear everything out.
And the outdoors.
Just the act of planning a trip can boost your happiness. Something to think about. I'm a dumbass, I guess. I don't know. That's what I was told. So are you, Violetta.
Well, I know. Am I in trouble?
No, I'm in trouble because of you.
Oh.
What happened?
I'm a dumbass because of you, they say.
Oh, but I'm not.
And you are too, Melissa, by the way. And you are too, Whip.
Okay. I don't know if I should take it or not.
I'm getting so anxious.
This is a sign of the times, isn't it?
Well, okay. I'm dying to know.
By the way, what are you doing today, Violetta?
What do you mean?
What are you doing today?
It's
big
Tuesday?
Plans? It is Tuesday. All day long.
No, I don't have any plans.
You're going to Oak Brook.
Am I?
I think so. Because I got this email. Eric, you're a dumbass, and so is your social media person. You know, Violetta handles social media during the show.
Ouchie.
Eric, I just saw on Facebook promoting the D-bag kid who claimed to get free food for a year based on his birthday. That's flat out stealing. I'm a small business owner, and in this day, I'm scratching for every nickel. Your station was promoting how to support your local businesses, now showing them how to screw it. WTF are you whipping Violetta thinking? Oh, you too, Melissa. He put you in there.
Oh.
Dumbass. Thanks.
What? I don't...
Signed Joe from Beppi's Italian Deli and Cafe in Oak Brook Terrace.
Oh, man.
Which, by the way, Joe, I've been to Beppi's. I support you. And so I read that. I'm like, this first thing I read when I get her, and I'm like... I was just sitting at home watching How It Really Happened by Hill Harper on HLN yesterday.
That's a great show.
I don't know what I did, Joe. I'm just a guy sitting here. Now I'm a dumbass.
And so this kid.
I've been called a lot of names, and rightfully so. I deserve most of them, but I don't know if I deserve this one.
Okay, I'm still a little confused. Like I don't know if I. What's the details of that story?
Did you post it via letter, or was it our social media people later in the day who posted it?
I think it was later in the day because I'm looking. So it was something on how to get free food on your birthday.
So it wasn't even us.
No, it wasn't.
We didn't have anything to do with it, and we're the dumbass that's in trouble.
Was it on the morning show page?
But probably.
We got some people that work on it. You know, I can't work 24/7.
Who says?
We can barely get you to work during this.
we're getting mixed in because we're under the umbrella of the. The station and social media.
So, story about a kid. I think I remember reading this story who capitalizes on getting free food like every day of the year or something like that.
Yeah. I saw the headline actually.
Right. But somehow Joe is blaming me for that kid.
Yeah.
Blame the interns.
I don't. I don't know how that happened, but so it wasn't you?
No, it was not me.
Well, you're taking responsibility for
it. Okay, I will. I will, totally.
Because I told Joe that you would come there for a sandwich today.
I would love to. So, Boopies? Beppies?
Beppies.
Beppies.
So, I sent Joe a note. I'm like, Joe, I was just watching headline news yesterday. I don't even know what's going on here. And then Joe and I had a discussion about hot coffee and that kind of thing. So I think he's fine.
Okay, good.
But you caught him in a moment. But I thought this might be an opportunity to, you know,
yeah, get out there. Yeah, for sure.
Make nice and go see Joe.
Yeah.
You can't do it?
No, I'll do it.
You want me to go?
No. Do you want to go?
Well, I'm a little scared of Joe, so.
Yeah, no.
Figured he won't cause you any trouble. I'm a little scared of Joe.
He's going to probably bend my ear, though, about you.
Well, I didn't do anything. I just was sitting at home.
You're always doing something.
I didn't. I do. I own it that I get in trouble a lot, but this one, I didn't even know this was happening.
I'm kind of excited. I love road trips. This is kind of a road trip
for me.
A
road trip.
There you go. Yeah. It's 12
take you
miles.
20 minutes. That's a 20-minute road
make
trip.
Make it sound like you're going to Arizona.
I know. Huh? I kind of like it.
You do have to take a road.
And it looks cute.
All right. So can you go please make nice with them?
Yeah, I might bring back some sandwiches if you guys are interested.
And if anybody goes to Beppy's today, can you just say, hey, we're just supporting you here. And Eric's not that big a dumbass. He's an idiot. He's an idiot, but he didn't know anything about this.
Man.
Taking a lot of heat around
here. I know.
A study has determined 75% of adults, 3 in 4, between the ages of 22 and 35, say what type of food is their favorite. What would be your guess, Melissa?
I'm going to say sushi.
Whip, what would be your guess?
If it's not Mexican, this will be an upset.
Violetta.
It's Italian.
All right, let's see. Gina.
Is it Mexican?
It's not Mexican, so this would officially be an upset.
Yeah, I was fooled then. You got me.
I tricked you there. Gotta be what, Noreen? Hi, Noreen. I'm sorry?
Sushi.
Sorry. No.
Oh.
No. All right, 0-2. What's going to happen with the clean sweep? Bobby, the number one choice is what?
Italian.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yes. That
makes sense then.
Why does it make sense?
Well, because she's 28. She's in that.
All right.
Also, because it's so damn good.
It's so good. Hard to go wrong. You get a little sauce, get a little meat, noodles. It's filling.
Agreed.
Put a little wine with it.
Totally.
Does it make me a bad person? I don't like Italian food.
No, I think it just makes you a little unusual in this way.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I
shouldn't say
too.
I don't like it. I just don't like a lot of red sauce. I'm just, which
okay,
I think really is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm just. As an example, I just don't like a lot of red sauce. And
did you grow up on it?
Yeah, kind of.
Is that much? Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, that's what my mom would make stuff like that most of the time. And, like, lasagna was like, oh, my God, lasagna night. Maybe that's why
And Mexican food I'm just okay with.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got a problem.
I don't think you like food, though.
I know.
You
I do.
Too.
Yeah, 75% of adults between the ages of 22 and 35 say Italian food is their favorite type of cuisine. Alexa can help you order that, right?
Yeah, she can.
That's very nice.
Or find a place to go.
Only 42% of adults over the age of 55 say Italian food is their favorite. The majority say anything soft and easily digestible.
Oh, no!
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. I'm kidding around. I'm kidding. Quick follow-up to yesterday. It was the big story yesterday. Chris Evans reportedly showing his dinghy.
Yeah. I could not find that picture.
Melissa creepily searching the internet for a picture of Chris Evans' dinghy.
Yeah.
How can you not find it? It was in a billion places.
No, I don't know. Every time I went somewhere, they're like, they wouldn't post it.
They may have
scrubbed
it.
Like, he's so nice. Don't do that to him. He didn't want to show it.
Captain America reportedly did this and has now broken his silence after the photo leak with an important message. Here's what Chris Evans said. Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd. That's all he said yesterday.
Okay.
Funny guy.
Thank you.
Reportedly, Nick Jonas will be cast in a Marvel movie.
Ooh, doing what?
Superhero stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Nick Jonas could be a future superhero. The website We Got This Covered says the X-Men reboot may star Lady Gaga as Emma Frost and Harry Styles as Pyro, and reportedly they would like Nick Jonas to be involved as well.
Mm. All pop star edition?
From young stars to old stars, Sharon Stone said she's planning to write a book about her online dating experiences.
Oh, weird.
That's not going to need to get read. Kendall Jenner confesses, I'm a stoner.
Yeah.
You and Kendall Jenner, Melissa, have a lot in common.
Who knew? Oh.
Remember, you were hitting the dispensary pretty heavy for a while there. Mm. I'm a stoner, the 24-year-old shared. She added, no one knows that, so this is the first time I've ever really said anything out there. And reportedly, she is a big user of CBD products, much like Melissa, and is considered a huge stoner, much like Melissa. Denise Richards left Real Housewives of Beverly Hills due to a money dispute, they're saying now. Remember, that was a little bit of a controversy she left there.
Well, she's got her Bold and Beautiful stuff going.
Is she on the Bold and Beautiful?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is she really?
She totally is.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Is she making out with mannequins and blow-up dolls?
Probably by this point, yeah.
All right. They still doing that?
I think so.
Remember, that was a story for a while.
That was a thing.
The Friends reunion host is now undecided after a report that Ellen DeGeneres originally had the gig. And, you know, Ellen DeGeneres is hands-off, now toxic. So sources say that maybe they'll get somebody else to do it.
Somebody not so controversial.
I wonder if they're going to let her say it was my decision because I didn't want to be a distraction, or if it's
probably
just going to, yeah.
Probably. Huh. When does her show come back on? Because she says she's going to talk about the controversies.
Really soon, right?
It's got to be any day now.
Yeah,
right?
The sweep's coming.
Sunglasses and loose change produce bacteria within days of sitting in your car. So you're all freaked out about germs and gross stuff. You leave your sunglasses and change in the car. It's like COVID central.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Weird. So they're on there is what you're saying?
Yeah. Bacteria and viruses and germs develop within days on them just sitting in your car.
Gross. I thought after a while, if not touching it, they would die off.
They crank right up because they're filthy.
Yuck.
Yeah, filthy. The sun and the heat.
Boy, your sunglasses and your change, filthy. Because you're a huge stoner.
That makes them filthy?
Yep. Guess what?
Ellen is back next Monday. That's going to be big news.
All right. Scientists are developing a window that will block street noise.
Oh, yay. I thought they already had those.
Well, these are really going to block it. The anti-noise control window. To enter production within the next decade includes a microphone to be placed outside the window to detect sound waves of incoming noise. A computer then determines the wave frequency needed to neutralize the noise and conveys this to 24 tiny speakers attached to the window frame in a grid pattern.
See, so you don't have to change your windows. You just attach these speakers.
No, it's a part of the window.
I thought they already had these windows for, like, people, not that kind, but the windows that they, for people who live underneath the airports, like, are those just extra thick or something?
They've got those, but these are like
high-tech.
You won't hear a thing. It'll be dead silent.
That's amazing.
I know you love amazing
stuff like that.
Here's another science thing. You probably saw this yesterday. There's reportedly life on Venus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Researchers recently discovered a gas on the planet. The gas smells like dead fish and is often found in pond slime and penguin poop. Or, as we call it, Melissa's backyard.
Oh, man.
Jokes.
Nope, not anymore.
Life on Venus. You believe that?
I read that story, and that was a kind of like a teasing headline. It really didn't, like, play out like that. There was, like, a lot of arguments against that. So right now I'm going to say no, I don't believe that.
Thanks. Long way to get to do you believe it. I would have accepted no. But thanks.
All right.
You convinced me, Melissa.
Oh, thanks.
How long is your podcast? It's like 4 hours. So you wander around waiting to get to the point?
It can be.
Yeah. Since we're talking things that smell like poop, passing poopers are making the Queen's vacation home a royal mess.
No, this is wrong.
Oh,
yep.
Passing poopers?
Yep. The Scottish vacation home of the Queen has been having a problem because there are no bathrooms around there, and when people come to look at it, they're pooping in the yard.
Oh, no! Gross!
Yep. I thought you meant, like, animals.
No, people.
That's disgusting.
Yep. Plus, the public bathrooms are shuttered because of COVID.
This is the problem.
Right, put out a porta potty or something.
Well, maybe they will now. Disappointed to see so many wipes discarded on the estate today.
Oh, my God.
Tweeted a staffer.
Wrong!
The word wipe. Yeah. We haven't done the topic for a while of words that kind of gross you out. Wipe should be top of the list.
Well, that's her Scottish castle. Elsewhere around Scotland, Scottish bar is banning men from flaunting their bare ankles with short jeans and short sweats.
What?
Like, cover those ankles. Those things are disgusting.
Oh, I thought you meant it's, like, too sexy.
Yeah, well, maybe that, too. A UK bar has come under fire for banning male patrons from wearing tracksuits. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the banning of the tracksuit.
Really?
Yeah. Also, rolled-up jeans and other ankle-flaunting articles of clothing. You're like, this is Scotland. Cover your ankles.
I like ankles.
I think
they're sexy.
And finally, maybe you'll think this is sexy. An update. You probably saw this. The lock of Abraham Lincoln's hair that sold.
Yeah. Gross.
plus a bloody telegram. $81,000 it sold for.
Wow.
A lock of hair from President Abraham Lincoln's post-mortem examination, along with a blood-stained telegram delivered shortly after his assassination, sold for more than $81,000. I saw a picture of the lock of hair. It's really weird looking.
Yeah. I would think it'd be more expensive.
It looks like it rolled up old, dried up straw.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, something else. And I'm the filthy one. Listen to you.
What else could it be? I didn't think straw.
We're talking about his hair. It looks like old, dried up, rolled up, and you're like, that Chris Evans thing. And just a minute ago, you chased us.
I get that.
Lincoln's thick lock of hair, about 2 inches long, easy, Melissa, and mounted to the official telegram, sold at auction Saturday.
2 inches? Thought it was
Good old Abe. Lady Gaga, according to one of her classmates, in high school, she was voted most likely to be destined for Broadway.
Wow. Yeah, she was classically trained. Yeah. Well,
that kind of worked out to her.
Yeah.
To some degree, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. As we head to today's text topic of the day at 9:31, what were you most likely voted for in high school? Most likely to what? We said text us 60123, because I'd seen last hour that the New York Post had reported that Amy Schumer was a teacher's worst nightmare.
Yes.
That's what she was voted in high school.
Yeah, I love that.
So I've got all the finalists here. Now, how do we want to, I'll read these, how do we want to vote on this? Do we want to vote for the best one, the most creative one, the one that we'd all like to be voted, or what do we want?
How about like most creative, like most interesting, unique one, maybe?
Okay, all right. Sure. Melissa, pick your favorite. We'll Whip, pick your favorite. Okay. Violetta, pick yours. And if you can't reach an agreement, I'll pick from those three.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Here are the finalists. Text topic of the day, 60123, what you were voted in high school. Number one, most likely to become a game show host. Number two, best looking in a band uniform. Number three, most likely to star in adult films.
Oh, no.
Number four, most likely to hate this radio station. Oh, cool.
What?
Number five.
Did you send that in?
Yeah. Number five. Best head of hair, which is ironic because I went bald at 21.
Oh.
Most likely to fall up a flight of stairs. Most likely to throw up on someone. Most likely to raise a massive amount of ducks and train them to be carrier pigeons. I know what that is.
What?
Most likely to blow up as soon as I got married.
Oh.
Yeah. That's mean.
Yeah. Most likely to be a Laker girl.
Oh.
Most likely to be the next Kesha. And finally, most likely to not do it until I was 30.
Oh. That's fine.
Melissa.
I'm going to go with a game show host. What? That means I thought that were funny.
That's true.
Whip.
I am allowed to pick?
You're totally allowed.
Well, then pick one you think is good better.
That's, of all those, that's... All right.
Fine.
I kind of enjoyed the raise a massive amount of ducks and train them to be carrier pigeons.
Oh, that one's better than mine? I don't think he thinks so.
More unique. Who would even think of that? Come on.
Eric, do you want to help me with mine?
No, Violetta, what do you like?
I'm going to go most likely to throw up on somebody. Come on, that's funny. We all have that friend.
I like
you know?
That one, too.
Thanks, Whip.
I thought it was easier to think of than the ducks thing, though.
I'm just waiting to see what you got to say about that, Eric. He picked the Laker girl.
Most likely to... Oh, maybe.
No. Yeah, he did.
Most likely to hate the mix?
I know you hate that. No.
We sound like we're in high school.
It's got to either be most likely to not do it till you're 30 or most likely to blow up as soon as you get married.
Ah.
I mean, come on. Those are interesting, at least. Most likely to be a game show host.
Wait a second.
Really?
It's just so...
All of those, and you started with, I'll go with the first one, most likely to be a game show host.
I liked it. But they're so personal to us.
No, we're going with most likely to blow up as soon as you get married. Because people can relate to that. Because it happens to a lot of us.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good.
Married,
that's a good one.
You put on about 40 the second you get married. It's relatable. All right. Last night was the debut of Dancing with the Stars with Carole Baskin from Tiger King. Whip. couple of weeks ago, this was revealed. A bunch of Eric in the Morning listeners said, well, are you going to have Whip do a 30-second review? And we said, no, we weren't thinking of that. They're like, well, but you have to. I mean, the crazy lady's on there. You got to at least find out what's going on with her. And we said, okay, fine. We'll do the 30-second Dancing with the Stars review about their 47th season.
Right.
Yeah.
But only as long as that crazy lady Carol Baskin is on there. When she gets voted off or thrown off, we're done. We're out.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Which, based on last night, could be quick, which is going to be great.
Yeah, no
we'll
kidding.
See.
All right. So what happens here, Whip, is I'm going to play the jingle.
Okay.
When you hear the dancing machine kick in.
Okay.
All right.
I love it already.
When you hear the dancing machine kick in, you got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only. I'll probably cut you off at 20.
Please do.
Yeah. to tell us what happened on last night's Dancing with the Stars. I'm assuming that most of your material will be Carol Baskin focused.
Just about all of it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. And in 30 seconds, we cut you off and we pretend none of this ever happened.
Yes.
All right. If anybody is recording this, press stop right now. I want no evidence this ever happened.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Swanee was able to get a jingle together.
I know. It was amazing. He did some of his most incredible speed there.
All that work for a jingle that'll probably air twice.
Yeah.
All that work.
We'll see how it goes.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Dancing with the Stars.
All right, you didn't try that hard.
Baskin won't go very far.
Right.
Whip reviews, yeah. When will she lose? I'm dancing with the Stars.
And go.
All right, they know. Go.
I told you. Dancing machine.
Okay, here we go. They know who people want to see, so they put Carol Baskin last after, of course, they got to sit through everybody else till finally she comes on at the 1 hour, 58-minute mark of a two-hour show. So her training involves dancing with a giant stuffed tiger, flailing around her bedroom with a reality virtual mask on. Then she and her partner, Pasha, wear tiger-themed clothes. She's got a dress. He has tiger pants and a black shirt. They dance to Eye of the Tiger. They raise their arms. They roar a lot. The judges say things like, I like your eye contact, and I give you credit for being here.
But
overall, they thought that they sucked.
They're gone.
Dancing with the Stars.
All right, truth be told, I didn't even look at the time.
Carol Baskin won't go very far.
I didn't even look.
Whip reviews, when will she lose? I'm dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
that's so swanky, though.
I forgot to even check
how long
the clock was. I just did it in my head. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances. And save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.